Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining us on Vilayat News. I'm Abru Sabzwari, and now a look at the headlines for today. A contaminated school meal kills 25 children in India and hospitalizes nearly 50 others. Iran's president-elect Hassan Rouhani says Israel is in no position to strike Iran. In Egypt, pro-Morsi protesters staged a fresh rally in Cairo. U.S. sends strong warning to Russia over fugitive Edward Snowden. In Syria, several people have been killed after a car bomb blast. Syrian militants capture unmanned Israeli post in Golan Heights. In Pakistan, a Rangers official has shot martyred a Shia taxi driver in Karachi. And now, the news in detail. In India, at least 25 children have died and dozens needed hospital treatment after apparently being poisoned by a school meal, sparking violent protests. The children aged 4 to 12 fell ill on Tuesday after consuming a lunch of rice, soybean and lentils in the impoverished eastern state of Bihar. The school at Mashrakh village in the district of Chapra provided free meals under the midday meal scheme, the world's largest school feeding program involving 120 million children. Medical teams treating the children said they suspected the food had been contaminated with insecticide. A local government administrator at the village, Poonam Kumari, said it appears to be a case of poisoning, but we will have to wait for forensic reports. She also added that it had it been a case of natural food poisoning, so many children would not have died. The administration has helped cremate 21 children, and unfortunately, 4 more children have to be cremated, she said, adding that the remainder of the total of 48 children who consumed the contaminated food were being treated in Patna. Opposition parties accused the Janata Dal party-led government of acting too slowly to hospitalize the children, and dozens of people took to the streets to protest. Demonstrators pelted a police station with stones, set ablaze buses and other vehicles, chanted slogans denouncing the state government, and burned images of Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar. According to government data, Bihar, which borders Nepal, is one of the most impoverished states in India. Kumar came to power in 2005, ousting a government which had been blamed for rampant corruption and sluggish growth in the poor eastern state. Iran's president-elect Hassan Rouhani scoffed at Israeli saber-rattling, saying Tel Aviv is in no position to act on its war threats against Tehran. Addressing a gathering of war veterans in Tehran, Mr. Rouhani said when it comes to Iran, the notion of all options being on the table is ridiculous. The enemy is well aware that in case of a military action, Iran will stand up more forcefully and bolder than its adversaries. Mr. Rouhani made the remarks after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu repeated war threats against the Islamic Republic on Sunday and urged world leaders to intensify sanctions against Iran. Speaking on CBS News' Face the Nation, Netanyahu said Tehran is edging toward Israel's red line and threatened that Israel would unilaterally take a military action if Tehran does not give in to pressure. The U.S. and Israel have repeatedly threatened to take military action against Iran in order to force the Islamic Republic to halt its uranium enrichment program. Iran rejects the allegations, arguing that as a committed signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and as a member of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, it has the right to use nuclear technology for peaceful purposes. In addition, the IAEA has conducted numerous inspections of Iran's nuclear facilities, but has never found any evidence showing that Iran's civilian nuclear program has been diverted to nuclear weapons production. Supporters of Egypt's deposed President Mohamed Morsi staged a mass protest rally in Cairo against the country's new interim government. Several hundred supporters of Morsi massed outside the cabinet headquarters in central Cairo on Wednesday evening, carrying posters of the ousted president and chanting slogans against the army. The angry demonstrators denounced the country's new military-backed interim government and demanded Morsi's reinstatement. The supporters of Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood also accused the military of having staged a coup against the country's first democratically elected leader. Sporadic scuffles were reported between the Egyptian police and protesters. The fresh clashes come 2 days after 7 people were killed and more than 200 wounded in fighting between Morsi loyalists and security forces in and around Cairo. Tension has intensified since the Egyptian army pushed Morsi aside, suspended the constitution, dissolved the parliament on July 3rd, and declared the Chief Justice of Egypt's Supreme Constitutional Court, Adli Mansour, as interim president. Dozens of people have since been killed in the wave of violent clashes between Morsi supporters, his opponents, and security forces. Washington has once again threatened Russia about long-term problems if Moscow does not send American whistleblower Edward Snowden back to the United States. Jay Carney, the White House press secretary, said the Russian government has an opportunity here to work with us. He added that this should not be something that causes long-term problems for U.S.-Russian relations. The Obama administration has been trying to convince Russia to hand over Snowden to the United States, where he would face trial. Carney also added that Snowden is accused of leaking classified information and he has been charged with 3 felony counts related to the leaking of classified documents. On Monday, President Putin said the United States has trapped Snowden in Moscow by frightening other countries that might have otherwise accepted his asylum request. Several people, including women and children, have been killed in a car bomb attack in the Syrian town of Kanakır. According to a report by Syria State Television on Wednesday, the car was parked near a mosque in the town south of the capital, Damascus. The latest attack comes as Syrian forces have stepped up their offensive against foreign-sponsored militants in Damascus and other cities. On Wednesday, the Syrian government forces managed to kill and injure several foreign-backed militants in Al-Khaladiyya neighborhood of the western city of Homs. Syria has been gripped by deadly unrest since 2011. According to the United Nations, more than 90,000 people have been killed and millions of others displaced in the violence. Damascus says the chaos is being orchestrated from outside the country, and there are reports that a very large number of the militants are foreign nationals. Foreign-backed militants in Syria have captured an unmanned post of the Israeli army in South Golan Heights by crossing the disengagement line between Syria and Israel. 2 armed militants reportedly crossed into the Israeli-occupied area of Tel Faris and captured an empty post on Tuesday. Israeli forces patrolling the area detected militants, which led to an exchange of fire. The militants, however, fled the area before enforcement troops arrived at the scene and no casualties were reported. Earlier on Tuesday, mortar shells fired from inside Syria hit northern parts of the Golan Heights. Israel captured the Golan Heights from Syria during the Six-Day War of 1967, when it also took control of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. It annexed the Golan Heights in 1981, although the move was never recognized by the international community and was considered a violation of international law. In Pakistan, state-backed rangers have shot and martyred Shia taxi driver Murad Ali in Gulistan-e-Johar, Karachi. He was laid to rest after Fajr prayers. He has left behind a widow and 2 minor children. It is the 2nd such incident to take place in recent weeks, as last month another unarmed civilian was killed by rangers in Shah Faisal colony for the same reason. The taxi driver Murad Ali was buying fruit across the road near Kamran Chowrangi when the Rangers personnel signaled him to stop. The driver backed up, and it appeared to the Rangers personnel that he was trying to escape when Ranger Lance Naik Ghulam Rasool fired 5 shots at him. Murad Ali, whose 2-year-old son was also with him in the taxi, suffered multiple bullet wounds and was taken to a nearby hospital where he was later declared dead. Ranger Lance Naik is in police custody and an FIR has been lodged against him on charges of murder on a complaint of the victim's widow, Dua. Ms. Dua told the media that she was at her home and her husband, along with their 2-year-old son, had gone to buy fruit when she got the tragic news of his killing. She stated that her husband was the sole breadwinner of the family. Shia parties and leaders have condemned the targeted and extrajudicial murder of Shia taxi driver Murad Ali. Hujjatul Islam Maulana Sayyid Zahirul Hassan Naqvi has strongly condemned the target killings of Shias in Pakistan by Spy Sahaba terrorists. He demanded the government and law enforcement agencies to take stern and immediate action against the anti-Pakistani elements involved in the killing of innocent Shia Muslims throughout Pakistan. Notorious Spy Sahaba terrorists have killed more than 71,000 Pakistani people in the past decade. Mulana Zahirul Hassan Naqvi also warned the government of Pakistan against severe consequences if they continue to fail in protecting its citizens. During this holy month of Ramadan, we request all of you to please remember the Muslim families and innocent children suffering all across the world in places such as Syria, Pakistan, Iraq, Afghanistan, Palestine, Turkey, Egypt, and wherever else the Muslim Ummah is facing turmoil and dire circumstances. Please also remember to pray for and support the families of the shuhada who are being brutally tortured and killed for being Shia. And that brings us to the end of our report today. If you'd like to contribute your community's news, you can email us at news@vilayattv.org. You can also get the latest headlines and more by visiting our website, vilayattv.org, or subscribe to and follow us on our YouTube and Facebook pages, Vilayat TV USA. Many thanks for joining us. Till next time, I'm Avru Sabzwari. Fi amanillah.